Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Week, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. As Jim and Lil were heading homeward aboard the liner Monterey, the assignment that Lil was working on broke wide open. The young Hindu prince, whom Lil was to go to America to find and return to Singapore, was threatened by an international spy ring who were attempting to kidnap him. Their efforts failed, and the young prince was placed in the safe custody of the British authorities, who immediately carried out the plan of returning him to his Indian principality. That left Jim and Lil free to proceed to America and enjoy a holiday. However, Jim received an urgent radio message asking if his services were available to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Jim replies in the affirmative and is instructed to report to San Francisco offices of the FBI as soon as he lands. He carries out the orders. And in the federal building in Frisco...
Mr. Channing, your man has arrived.
You mean Mr. Bradley?
Yes, Mr. Channing.
Well, he certainly didn't lose any time getting here. I thought you said the Monterey didn't dock till 11.
That's right, but he must have been the first man down the gangplank.
Okay, Miss Melton. Show him in right away and see that we're not disturbed.
Very good, Mr. Channing. You may go right in, Mr. Bradley. Mr. Channing is waiting for you.
Oh, thanks very much.
Oh, come here, Mr. Bradley. Sit right down here. I'm Inspector Channing, FBI headquarters in Washington.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Inspector.
Cigar?
No, thanks. I'll stay with the pipe.
Have a good crossing, Bradley?
Swell, thanks. That is, after I got off that sub.
Yes, I imagine that first part of your journey was a little tough. Quite a rescue.
Well, it was different, I'll say that much.
Well, suppose we get right down to business. I came out here from Washington to meet you. We need you on a big case. From your reply to my radiogram, you're definitely available, right?
Whoa, wait a minute. Not quite so fast. I always like to know what's expected of me before I definitely commit myself to take a job. So, just suppose you let me have the lowdown first. What is the job?
Okay, I don't blame you for being cautious, even with the FBI. Well, I'll make it short and to the point. There's quite a big and very dangerous plot afoot to sabotage the Panama Canal.
What?
Interested now?
Definitely. Who's behind it? European fifth columnist or the old-fashioned South American revolutionists?
Neither as yet. The brains behind this little scheme is one of our own countrymen.
Mm-hmm.
He's back of it financially, too.
A Benedict Arnold, 1941 model, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm more interested now than ever.
Well, I thought you would be. Well, can I consider it closed? You'll accept the job? Money's no object. Need an expert to nab this fellow. Chap like you that's had plenty of jungle fighting experience. Man we're after is hiding in the jungles of Panama. How about it?
You're on, but there'll be no charge. This is like enlisting in the Army or Navy in a time like this. Something we owe our country. So you can sign me up for the duration.
That's great, Mr. Bradley. Right now, the department has its hands full right here at home. It's a great comfort to us to be able to enlist someone like you.
Well, it's a long time since I've worked this side of the Pacific. Most of my campaigns have been in the South Seas or in the Orient. I can do with a change of scenery. And I'll certainly relish the job of taking a fall out of a trader. Tell me, when do I start?
Tomorrow. First thing we wanted to be sure of was getting you to take the job. Now we've settled that, I can talk to Washington and arrange everything with them. Meanwhile, you want to arrange for accommodations and get a rest. I want you to know we appreciate the prompt way you acted in coming directly to this office as soon as you landed. Suppose you take the rest of the day to get settled and enjoy your first night ashore and drop around tomorrow morning. By that time, I'll have more on the case from Washington and we'll go over everything in detail.
That's okay with me. But don't worry about my accommodations and that sort of thing. It's all taken care of. My partner, Mr. Briel, has seen to all that.
Oh, yes, Mr. Bradley. We've heard a great deal about her, too. Of course, now you realize that we didn't figure her in on this case. The department doesn't usually employ women agents.
Yes, I understand that, Jenny. I'll start the case alone, And if or when I see that I need Miss DeVril's services, I can always make arrangements with the Bureau to put her on the job. She's an extraordinary woman, Inspector, and has been invaluable to me in the past.
Well, I know just how you feel, Mr. Bradley. But I'm sorry to say that the Bureau insists...
Don't mention it again, Channing. Leave everything to me. I'll give you every cooperation.
Okay, Mr. Bradley. I hate to rush you out of here, but I've got to get busy. See you tomorrow morning, eh?
Right. So long, Inspector.
Bye, Bradley.
Having settled with Inspector Channing, Jim hurries back to the hotel and tries to decide the best way to break the news to Lil that he is taking the case without her. He knows it will be a great disappointment to her, so he defers telling her until they sit down to dinner in the privacy of his suite.
Well, Jim, you've been stalling long enough. There's something weighing pretty heavily on your mind all day. Why not get it off, hmm?
Okay, Lil. But let me warn you first, though, isn't going to be easy for me to tell you, or for you to take.
Well, it won't be the first time I've had to swallow something unpleasant. Come on now, what is it?
The result of that visit I made to the Federal Bureau's office here today. I've accepted the case and begin tomorrow.
Good grief, that was quick. Why, I thought we agreed to lay off long enough to enjoy a short vacation.
I know, but I'm sorry, Lil. But this is something very timely and very vital.
Well, surely it could wait, say, a week or two. Well, this was our first visit back in the States together, Jim, and, well, you know, I wanted you to come home with me and spend a few days in my dad's farm.
I know all that, Lil, and there's nothing I would rather have done until this morning. But this is a call from our country, and these are very dangerous days for all Americans. No one can shirk his duty.
Well,
as an American, I've answered the call. I despise traitors, and now it's my duty to uncover one of the worst of their kind.
Well, if you put it that way, I can readily see it's far too serious to allow a little thing like a vacation to interfere. So, like you, I'll be a good soldier and fall in line. What's the job? When do we start?
Well, that's just it, Lil. We don't start. That is, not right away.
Look, somehow I don't get this, Jim. First you say that there's no time to take a vacation, and then the next breath you say we don't start right away.
Well, what I mean is that, we're not on this job together.
Oh. Well, in other words, I'm out, is that it? No women needed on this job?
Not for the present, at least. The Bureau have requested me to take this one without you. And it was such vital importance to our national defense that I was forced to agree. I hope you understand, Lil.
Oh, perfectly, Jim. Don't worry about me. Naturally, I'm a little disappointed about our visit home, but... Well, I certainly don't relish the thought of lying around idle while you're off on a case alone. But if it's for the welfare of our country, I'll just grin and bear it.
Lil, you're swell.
Oh, well.
That's just how I'd hoped you'd take it. Now, how about it? You still plan on a visit home?
Oh, absolutely. I've already picked out a plane and made reservations for us, but, well, I'll just cancel your space and take the same plane home tomorrow morning. It leaves at 9.
Good. I can take you out to the airport and see you safely off on your journey home. But how about a little celebration tonight, hmm? A theater, supper, nightclub?
Okay, Jim. But, first, there's another point I want to clear up. In the midst of all this excitement, we've forgotten the third party in this little trio. You remember? Kolu?
Oh, no, we haven't, Lil. I'm coming to him. See, the first thing I did after I left the FBI office was to shoot a cablegram over to Singapore, asking Kolu to join me here at once.
Oh, that's swell, Jim. I was awfully worried about him. I'm glad to hear you can use him. I don't think he'd want to go on living without us.
It was tough enough to have to take this case without you, but I didn't want to work completely alone. Of course, I don't know how he's going to fit into the scheme of things, but I'm pretty sure that we'll make a place for him somewhere.
Yes. Well, now that we have Kolu settled, suppose we go out and celebrate our forthcoming separation.
Okay, Lil. Let's go.
And while Jim and Lil relax and celebrate in Frisco, far across the Pacific in Singapore, good old Kolu has cause for celebration, too. The kindly old foreman at Mr. Wang's steamship lines goes looking for Kolo to deliver Jim's cablegram.
Hi there, Kolo. Stop playing Simon Legree to those coolies and come over here. Got something important here for you. Better come a-running, too. Blimey, he's doing it, too, like an Olympic champion.
Here I am. What you got for Kolo?
You're quite an important bloke, aren't you? Getting cablegrams and all. Well, open it up. You aren't scared of it, are you?
No. No. Kolo, open up right away.
Go ahead.
Good.
Eh?
It'd be good news for me from Tuan Jim.
Tuan Jim? You mean your old boss, Jungle Jim Bradley?
That'd be right. He say, come at once. Need you. Big job. Leave at once. First fast boat or plane. Wang will arrange passage. Jungle Jim.
Well, that's good news for you, all right.
I run now. Find Mr. Wang. Tell him I quit. Ask him how I go America.
Well, that's easy. Swim. Oh, and I'll bet the way you feel right now you could make it.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. But it'd take 2 weeks. Kolo go by air. Quicker. 1 week.
And you can bet it didn't take Kolo long to find the genial old Chinese shipping magnate, Mr. Wang, who in turn lost no time in getting Kolo off on his triumphant trip to rejoin Jim. There'll be quite a reunion when Jim and Kolo meet again. So don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family will follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in. Thank you.